If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
In verse 19, you have boldness to enter into the presence of God. Come on in. Tell your neighbor, come on in. Come on in. You're standing outside being religious. Come on in. Come on, we're having a house party. Come on in. There's no cover charge. Come on in. When Peter swam the shore, Jesus said, come and dine. He had already cooked the fish. You waiting for him to cook? He already cooked the fish. Come and dine. Jesus took care of everything. Just come on in and have a good time. We gonna have a fun, good time. We gonna go higher. All right, let's go on. See, the devil don't want you to do that. He wants you to stay bound, oppressed. But I'm not gonna be bound and oppressed. I'm not going down. I'm going over. I'm going up, then I'm going over. I'm leaving all that mess behind me. I'm leaving fear, anxiety, doubt, despair, poverty, sickness, disease. I'm leaving it back there, and I'm stepping into the presence of God. I'm going to do something different. He said, let us draw near. He said, having this high priest over the house of God. See, he don't say a high priest, a jurisdictional high priest that was created in Leviticus. He said, let's have this high priest over the house of God. He says, let's what? Draw near. Woo! There's a change. Get closer to God. Come on. Come on, tell your neighbor, get closer. Come on, get close. Come on, come on. Don't be afraid. Come get close. Come. Woo! Glory to God. Get closer. We don't know how to get closer. We don't know. We'd rather sit on the outside and look at our problem rather than get closer. He said, look here. He said, you got this high priest. Get closer. He said, let's draw near. And then he says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. That means you say God can do it. And you don't waver. The Lord is in control. Not President Trump. Not President Obama. Not the Republican Senate or the Republican House. God is in control. They may legislate, but God appropriates. They may dictate, but God directs. Men plan, but the Lord ordains. They govern, but God rules. You ought to be glad. I told the church last week, I feel such an expectation. People are all sad. I'm getting calls from pastors all over trying to invite me to these prayer sessions on the inauguration day. I'm not going. You didn't want to pray before this man became president. You didn't want to seek God when the last president got elected. You were too busy partying. Now you want to call God. I'm saying go after them gods you've been serving all these years before. God put this man in office. You can't say there's a sovereignty of God and then say he wasn't in control. But he's not in control of my destiny. I will be blessed. He can cut off Obamacare, but he can't stop Isaiah 53. The word doesn't say by a rule of Congress I'm healed. It said by his... He might try to cut your programs, but Joel says, my God said, I will restore. Get ready for the restoration. God said, I will restore. You ever have somebody bake something for you and you've tasted it before and they tell you they're baking it and tell you to come and get some of it? Your mouth starts salivating in anticipation. You can smell the pie before you get through the door because they told you they did it. Joel said, I'm going to restore. You ought to be salivating right now as you anticipate the restoration.
That means people who thought they were firing you, you're going to buy their company. There are people who thought that your sickness would kill you, you're going to write a book about healing. People who thought you're going to lose your house, you're going to wind up buying 5 houses and flipping them and making more money, because God is going to restore what the locust and the caterpillar and the palmer were. You ought to praise God in anticipation of what he's about to give you back. Watch this. All right, let me get to the serious part. Watch this. Here's what he says. He says, hold fast to your profession. Hold fast. Don't let nobody take it from you. Hold fast. God said he's going to restore. Hold that fast. Hold it. Don't lose that. That's your promise. Don't you lose that. You ever run into people that always recite what you said back to them? You said. You don't have to do that to God. He knows what he said, but you just hold it fast. God, you promised me. Say, you promised me. But you're not saying it to him. You're saying it for you. God, you promised me. You can even put your name. You promised Eric. You're going to restore. Watch this. Here comes the good part. He says, you hold fast without wavering because he's faithful that has promised. God will never be unfaithful. If he spoke it, you ought to just rest. It's coming to pass. Now, you might say, well, you know, praise the Lord. I just have to make sure he spoke it. That's why you look for it in this word. If it's in this word, I don't have to hear it anyplace else. I don't need confirmation if it's in this word. It's already confirmed. But now watch what he says. And let us consider one another to provoke one another unto love and good works. Here's what that means. After you have established the fact that God has all this for you, go hang around people that will provoke you to hold on to what you know. Don't hang around people that'll provoke you to get discouraged and give it up. Well, maybe he ain't telling me. You know, people say, oh, what's that on your face? Oh, my God. My Aunt Sarah had one of those, and she died a couple days. I don't want to be around you because you're not provoking me to good works. You're provoking me to doubt and despair. I want to be around somebody that says, what's that on your face? Loose that in the name of Jesus. Come off. If you don't have a provoking friend, go get one. Somebody that'll tell you, oh, stop that whining. Get yourself together. Who are you? A child of God. Who are you? A child of God. Then stand up. Having done all to stand. Stand. Listen to this. Watch this writer. He says, get yourself somebody who will provoke you to love and good works. He says, how do you find them? Next verse, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. In other words, if you want somebody to build you up, go where the builders uppers are. If you want a pair of sneakers, you don't go to a hair store. If you want encouragement, you come to the house of worship. You don't sit at home and feel sorry for yourself. I'm not saying there aren't times you are not depressed, but just bring your depressed self to church. Don't stay at home. Find somebody to provoke you. Find somebody to remind you. All you need is a change. You just have to get around somebody else. Not somebody super spiritual. Not some deep person. Just somebody who can give you a Philly word. Somebody close enough to get in your face and say, what's wrong with you? You ought to know better than that. You're a child of God. Get yourself together. All this whining. Come on, I don't know what to do. The devil comes into my bedroom. Shut the door. Put him out. Get saved and become punks. Get your aggressiveness on. You've been out on that front of that gate long enough with the other lepers. All you have to do is evaluate your life as to who should be in your life. If you had a lot of joy before certain people came in your life, you don't need to look far. Get rid of them. Don't worry about hurting feelings. Just don't go around them anymore. Just look, when they call and invite you, say, I can't make it. Because you get tired of sitting around people who bring you down. Just doubtful, depressed. Those four lepers said, look, we tired of sitting here. I evaluate my situation. All right, but sitting here ain't going to do it. Stop making excuses. So-and-so is this, and so-and-so is that, and so-and-so is this. No, your season is over. Move into a different season. Get new people. I'm in a new season. In Isaiah 43, God said, I'm going to do a new thing. Everything changes. You move into a new season. Stop holding on to all this doubt. God brought you through 11 months and 11 days. Three people die every 2 seconds, and he brought you through 11 months. You think he can't do it? You thought you were going to die from a preponderance of the medical evidence. And here you sit today with your hands lifted up and your mouth filled with praise. It's time for a change.
If you believe for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 12216A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Throughout Scripture, we're invited to call, to talk, to share. Send God a text. God knows that there are times for intimate conversation, and that's called prayer and worship, and those times are rare because your lives are so busy. The text means I'm thinking about you. Send him your thanks. Send him your expectation. Send him your excitement. And send him your trust.
To order the sermon, send God a text. Call 215-885-2585. The cost for CDs are $8 and DVDs are $12. So call and get a copy of Send God a Text.